This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Wall Street history repeating.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. This isn't the first time foreign money has swooped onto Wall Street during a tough time. In the 1980s, Japanese investors came in with their strong yen and bought up real estate, for example, Rockefeller Center. Now Wall Street banks taking huge losses are turning to foreign governments for cash. We've told you about Citigroup's deal with Abu Dhabi. Yesterday, Morgan Stanley said it's getting $5 billion from the Chinese government. Morgan Stanley reported its first quarterly loss in 73 years. Today, Bear Stearns may post its first loss ever. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Bear Stearns has already been hit hard by the credit crisis. Like Citigroup, Merrill Lynch, and Morgan Stanley, Bear's taken huge write-downs due to bad bets on mortgage debt. Economist Mark Zandi with MoodysEconomy.com says more losses are on the way.
My guesses were a third, maybe if we're lucky, halfway through the write-downs. So we've got another $150 billion plus to go. That's a lot. And there are probably some institutions that are on the very edge of solvency, and no one really knows who's next.
One solution to the write-downs that's become popular with investment firms, look overseas for a cash infusion. Yesterday, Morgan Stanley announced that a $5 billion investment from China would help shore up its books. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Wall Street is struggling to find some gains. The Dow fell 25 points yesterday to 13,207. The S&P 500 was down a couple points. Tech stocks fared a little better. The Nasdaq gained 5. The Asian markets were mixed today. European shares are 0.5% higher so far. Hotel prices in U.S. cities really went up this year. Business travelers took a lot of trips, and foreign tourists came over to take advantage of the weak dollar. But now that it's the holidays, both of those groups are going home. So might be a good time to book your vacation. Jill Barchet explains.
The last thing executives want to do during the winter holidays is go on another business trip. Vivian Duchel is a vice president of Ritz-Carlton Hotels.
About the middle of December, you see a tremendous drop-off. Normally you could shoot a cannon through the lobby of most hotels in January.
Duchel says the Ritz is slashing prices in its business hotels, even in cities like New York, which attract holiday vacationers too. Shop around and you can get more than 50% off a room.
Right now is probably the most significant time when demand is down and the inventory is large, and a savvy traveler can negotiate, really excellent experience. They can stay at a Ritz-Carlton, they can upgrade their experience where they might have stayed in a moderate-priced hotel.
Don't expect rock-bottom prices for luxury. Central Park's Essex Hotel is almost half off, but it's still $400 a night. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
The president signed the energy bill yesterday. It requires car makers to improve fuel economy standards to an average of 35 miles a gallon by 2020. So could that mean the end of muscle cars like the Corvette? GM's chief engineer says possibly. The company would have to offset the Corvette's low mileage with cars that get at least 45 miles to the gallon. Others say such predictions are premature. The car companies could always innovate.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grantmaking, employee giving, and volunteerism. Online at Medtronic.com. and by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
There's no law that says a Christmas tree has to be a fir tree, or a spruce, or a pine. That tradition comes from 16th century Germany. Modern-day San Francisco is not 16th century Germany. Rachel Dormhelm introduces us to the city's unique eco-savvy program.
At a row house in the hills of San Francisco, a volunteer lugs a potted tree up Michelle Waite's front steps.
Hi!
Hi! How's my Christmas tree?
It's your Christmas tree!
This is no triangle-shaped fir. In fact, it's not a fir at all. It's a small-leaf tristania. It looks like an olive tree, but 8 feet tall and skinny. This tree drop is part of a program by the San Francisco Department of the Environment and the nonprofit Friends of the Urban Forest. You give them $90, they bring you a living tree. After the holidays, they'll pick it up and plant it on a sidewalk somewhere in the city. Waite says she was sold almost as soon as she heard about the program.
I asked my kids first if they would be okay with that, and they loved the whole idea of that it was going to be replanted. And I also, my mom is coming, and she's a big Christmas person, so I had to check with her, too.
Waite says her family did have one big question before signing up. Can you put a star on top?
Yeah, the trees are strong enough to hold just about any kind of ornament that you have to hang on them, unless it's a 2x4 or something like that.
That's Kelly Quirk, director of Friends of the Urban Forest. He says the $90 covers the price of the tree and planting it in neighborhoods that don't have much greenery.
There seems to be a real demand for people to have living Christmas trees. They don't like the idea of chopping down and killing a tree for the holidays. And then, of course, after the holidays, we find all these tree carcasses all over the sidewalks of San Francisco waiting for the garbage truck to come by and pick them up. And, you know, people don't like that either.
Even in San Francisco, street trees aren't many people's idea of a Christmas tree. The program accounts for just 100 of the 38 million Christmas trees sold in the U.S. Still, the three-year-old San Francisco program has doubled in size since last year, and orders are still coming in. This year, Friends of the Urban Forest even has a Christmas tree lot so that customers can select their own. Quirk says his organization doesn't plan to set up shop in any other city, but hopes the idea will spread on its own. Then perhaps more people will get the chance to enjoy a very green Christmas. In San Francisco, I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
If you'd like to see what the decorated trees look like, we'll have a link on our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.